It's time for the daily devotional. No, it's not. It's time for the hour one nugget. I did that yesterday, actually. I said it was the daily devotional. And I brought the daily devotional, not the hour one nugget, which is 1 Peter. So I do apologise about that. We're looking at 1 Peter today, and the first chapter, and from verse 16. We're looking at 16. Yesterday we looked at verse 15. But now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God, who chose you, is holy. Verse 16 says, for the scriptures say, you must be holy, because I am holy. Jesus is saying, you must be holy, beloved, because I am holy. You see, we are... This indicates to me that we have to mirror Jesus, the way that Jesus lived. We have to try and achieve that which Jesus achieved. I know this. Jesus said that we would do greater things than he ever did. That means healing the sick. That means raising the dead. However amazing that seems, Jesus is saying to us that we have that power within us through the Holy Spirit to raise people from the dead if it be God's will. It's all about God's will, beloved. I prayed for people before now, and absolutely nothing has happened because it's been God's will that way. I've also prayed for people, and things have happened. Miraculous things have happened. That's been God's will as well. But what we're looking at today is holiness. Now, I want you to think about this holiness and take it through the entire program, because I believe that is what this is. In the second hour, as I've said, there will be no daily devotional because we are going to break bread at around about 1:40 UK time, what time that is for you. And if you're listening to the repeats, then I'm talking about the second hour of the program. 40 minutes into the second hour of the program, we're going to be breaking bread together. And then you can break bread too on the repeat show. That does not matter. It's almost as though it's live, and that's why we've designed to do it this way. What is holiness? Holiness is being set apart for God, by God. You need to be set apart. In whatever you do, even if you're at work right now, even if you're sitting at your desk right now, typing away or doing whatever you're doing on the computer, you are working, or maybe you're listening to this program through your headphones. You are setting time for God. Even though you are working, you can still worship. You are setting time apart for God. You are being set apart by God. So you become holy. And I believe as we go up this mountain, as we make this journey up Mount Zion, what we're trying to achieve is, when we get to the zenith of this mountain, we are trying to achieve holiness. To be set apart for God. If you look at people around the world, I'm just thinking right now of Mother Teresa. She's now gone to be with the Lord. Mother Teresa was a wonderful, wonderful, holy woman. I want to ask you this question, though. Do you think Mother Teresa sinned? Do you think she was guilty of sin in any way? Of course she was. Because Scripture tells us, all of us fall short and sin. Paul tells us that. And because of that, God knows that. But Peter's saying, you must be holy, because I am holy. That's what Jesus has said, and Peter is reiterating that. So in verse 15, he's saying, now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. You see, what he's saying is, yes, you can be holy. You can achieve holiness. You can achieve that state of being set apart by Almighty God. You can do it. You can do it. I love to look at the Beatitudes in Matthew 5. Let's just quickly slip to Matthew 5 real quick. I want to go to Matthew. Let me go back here. I want to go to Matthew, the 5th chapter. And I want us to go to verse 8. Look very carefully at Matthew, the 5th chapter and verse 8. And it says this, God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they shall see God. God blesses those whose hearts are pure. We know, beloved, that we can't be perfect. Jesus was the only one who was perfect. So we know that perfection is impossible, because with perfection comes no sin. And we now know that all of us sin. But Jesus is saying this. He's preaching these words. He's saying, God blesses those, that word those, right there, that word those, whose hearts are pure. He's saying, you can be pure. Maybe we can't be perfect, but we can be pure. And here's a quote for you. Perfection has nothing to do with purity. I'll say it again. Perfection has nothing to do with purity. Therefore, you can add another statement now. Today, here's a brand new statement. Perfection has nothing to do with holiness. Perfection has nothing to do with holiness. We are indicted by Almighty God that we need to be set apart for Him. We need to become more and more and more holy. And I believe, beloved, that is what you are doing with your life. That is what I am attempting to do with my life. I am trying to climb Mount Zion to get to the very pinnacle of Mount Zion so that I can declare myself to be holy and set apart for Almighty God. And I can achieve purity along the way. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. What a reward. What a result from achieving purity, from achieving holiness. And one way that we can achieve even more holiness today, right today, is during the second hour of this program. We are going to break bread. And we are going to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords by breaking bread together. We are going to take the bread and drink the cup, you and I, together. In perfect unity. In perfect heart unity. So that I can declare that I love you. I love you very, very much. And this is what the church needs. The church needs purity. The church needs holiness. Let's worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords right now.